We begin on campus, where a group of UNC housekeepers and graduate workers have been lobbying for months for higher pay and benefits. Last month, they took their demands to the UNC System Board of Governors. With the latest on this ongoing conversation, 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
On January 18th, the UNC branch of UE Local 150 delivered a list of 10 demands to the Board of Governors, which is the group of North Carolinians chosen by the State General Assembly to run the UNC system. The demands built on the initial pair of demands UNC housekeepers have called for since September: a raise to a minimum of $20 an hour for the staff, and an elimination of parking fees. Tracy Harder, a 16-year veteran housekeeper for the Chapel Hill campus, is one of the staff members leading the call for change. She said the amount housekeepers must pay to park and get to their jobs each day is simply too high compared to their salaries.
There isn't any place that first shift park unless you're paying for it. And so it's like UNC is giving you money in one hand but taking it back.
The height of the COVID-19 pandemic represented a difficult time for UNC housekeepers, according to Harder, as they were tasked with extra disinfection, risk of exposure, and long hours to keep the university open. Now, she says things have calmed down in terms of coronavirus-related tasks, but many housekeepers have maintained extra duties because of staffing shortages.
People are just tired and frustrated, and the one thing that most everybody feels is, as usual, we can't trust you. You lie to us all the time about everything. You lie when you don't even need to lie.
These feelings were drummed up again this winter. Ahead of the holiday season, after weeks of protests and discussions by housekeepers, UNC announced it was giving around 400 Building Environmental Services employees a raise. But UE150 representatives quickly pointed out that the raise totaled 90 cents more an hour for housekeepers, bringing many of the employees to earning $16.81 per hour, far below their asked amount. Meanwhile, some of the higher-ranking staffers in the department saw more substantial raises during the holiday season, according to the union. Trey Anthony, a member of UE150 and a UNC graduate teaching fellow, said the gesture ultimately felt hollow, especially since it was not shared with the housekeepers in their communication with university leadership.
That had a lot of our housekeepers just incensed, because the housekeepers, in addition to all the rest of the members of the union, we've been the ones that have been pounding the pavement and putting in the work to get that raise to begin with. And then money was also given to the supervisors, right?
Even as far up as the assistant director. But we're out here doing the dirty work.
Now, the group is seeking to work directly with the UNC System's Board of Governors. In addition to pay raises and parking benefits, UE150 demands raising the minimum stipend for graduate workers and providing more comprehensive health care coverage to all UNC system staffers. One of the most critical demands for this effort is also its most ambitious: a request to repeal a general statute that bans any contracts between North Carolina governmental units and labor unions. Anthony said many consider the law to be racist and left over from the Jim Crow era, preventing any sort of negotiation or formal discussions between employer and employees when it comes to the UNC system. Harder said, from her experience and her colleagues since then, it's led to reinforcing some doubt that change within the university or UNC system to benefit housekeepers is feasible.
Sometimes housekeepers just feel like they're kicking their feet against the wall. And they feel hopeless because they're like, how can we fight something this big? You know, they're not going to change.
Harder said ultimately, the rescinding of that general statute is the most critical long-term issue for the housekeeping staff. As the group makes a push to be recognized by the university system, she said that demand represents the larger goals they hold.
Let me put it like this. We're not going to stop until we get what we want.
Right.
You might give us just a bite of the pie, but we're going to go for more than that. And honestly, as much as we need the pay to change, the free parking on the list, if I had to pick one thing, it would be to do away with the ban on collective bargaining. That would be acceptable to me because that opens up the door to get all of what we need.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Other news from campus, UNC police are investigating a string of electric scooter thefts, three just in the last week, according to Alert Carolina. No indication whether they're connected, but campus police want to hear from you if you have any information. In local government, several meetings on tap today. The Orange County School Board meets tonight at 7. They'll discuss plans for redistricting in 2024 and an incentive plan to recruit more teachers and staff. Durham County Commissioners are holding a long work session this morning starting at 9. And the Pittsboro Town Board is meeting in closed session today to discuss the ongoing process of selecting a new town manager. You can get the full rundown of local government meetings this week, plus links to agendas on our website, chapelboro.com. In Raleigh, the state Supreme Court has elected to rehear two cases they decided last year, one on legislative redistricting and another that struck down a voter ID law. The court ruled on both cases when there was a Democratic majority. Now there's a Republican majority on the court after the November election. The court's two Democrats publicly dissented from the decision, saying it's very rare for the court to rehear a case, and this one seems to be motivated entirely by politics. Oral arguments in both cases, nonetheless, will incur in March. Back locally, we've got news on the ongoing redevelopment of University Place Mall as contractors put up a new interior wall at the end of last week, blocking off the former Southern Season wing, where demolition is set to begin soon. With that impending redevelopment, some of the mall's interior businesses are relocating, including the Frank Gallery, which announced last week it's moving to a spot next to Hickory Tavern in downtown Carrboro. You can see photos of the latest changes to University Place, again, on chapelboro.com. And head to Chapelboro for even more local news, including a latest piece from the Chatham News and Record on the Pittsboro Youth Theater, which canceled its spring shows and is facing possible closure as the owners are looking to sell. And time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Rolston. Rough weekend for UNC basketball with losses for both the men and women. The 11th-ranked Tar Heel women took an 8-game winning streak into yesterday's matchup at Louisville, but with starters Eva Hodgson and Alyssa Usby both out with injuries, Carolina shot just 33%, hit just 1 3-pointer, and lost 62-55. Deja Kelly led the way with 13 points, but she shot just 3 of 16 from the floor as the Tar Heels dropped back to 8-4 in the ACC, two games behind first-place Duke. UNC's back in action on Thursday, back on the road at Syracuse. Meanwhile, the Tar Heel men are looking for answers after back-to-back losses last week, including most recently a 63-57 loss at Duke on Saturday. Tar Heels had plenty of chances to win that one, but they shot just 34% and missed their last five shots as Duke scored the final 6 points of the game. With a closer look at Carolina, here's 97.9 The Hills, Michael Coe.
Even after Carolina's two legendary wins in the rivalry last season, it still hurts to lose to Duke. That's exactly what happened Saturday, as the Tar Heels were given every opportunity to seize the game but failed to deliver. It wasn't a work of art from either side, but ultimately the Blue Devils made the key plays to win the game. Duke's star freshman center Derek Lively was a force inside, grabbing 14 rebounds and blocking 8 shots against the Tar Heels. That's the most blocks by a Duke player in the history of the storied rivalry. UNC head coach Hubert Davis was complimentary of Lively's play after the game, but did take time to voice his displeasure with a certain missing aspect of Carolina's offensive attack.
Derek is one of the best, if not the best. Even if he doesn't block it, his length and his athleticism can alter it. We went to the free throw line 3 times, and we shoot 150 more than any team in the conference.
Davis wouldn't go so far as to call out the game's officials and said he was just stating facts. The missing production from the foul line was very evident, especially because Carolina shot below 40% from the floor and just 29% in the second half. The Tar Heels went the final 3 minutes and 57 seconds without a single point. Like the Pittsburgh game, Carolina came up just a few plays short. But while disappointed with Saturday's effort, Davis did express confidence that all the pieces would fall into place.
For us this year, consistently it's been, the discipline and the details, the little things, a box out, a defensive assignment, execution on the offensive end that has been up and down in late game situations. And once we get better and more consistent at that, I think it'll be a happier locker room than a sad locker room.
Happier locker rooms are suddenly imperative down the stretch if Carolina hopes to even qualify for the NCAA tournament. The Tar Heels now sit at just 7-5 in ACC play and are trending toward the bubble once again. And the team is in the middle of a challenging stretch in its schedule, which will see them visit Wake Forest on Tuesday night and host league leaders Clemson next weekend. It won't be easy to emerge from this stretch unscathed, but Davis appeared ready to take that challenge on.
This is basketball. This is life. Let's go back to work tomorrow. Let's get back to work. Let's work hard. Let's do it with energy and effort and passion and enthusiasm. Let's go. Let's show up on Monday. Let's work hard. Energy, effort, passion, enthusiasm, togetherness, closeness, hunger and thirst. Then let's play on Tuesday against a great, unbelievable Wake Forest team.
The Tar Heels defeated the Demon Deacons in Chapel Hill back in January, and anything less than another win would not only dampen morale, but would also be another strike against the team's postseason resume. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
UNC at Wake tomorrow evening. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock there. Elsewhere in sports, 14th-ranked UNC men's tennis shut out Illinois on Saturday, but then narrowly lost 4-3 on Sunday to 3rd-ranked TCU. Put up a good fight in that one, though. The Tar Heel wrestling team lost at 16th-ranked Pitt. And in gymnastics, Lali Dekanoidze won two events as UNC took second in a tri-meet in Raleigh, losing to NC State but beating Western Michigan.